Trump celebrates 100th anniversary of Black History Month. Washington President Donald Trump celebrated the 100th anniversary of Black History Month event in the East Room of the White House on February 18th. We honor the memory of those that came before us by continuing their legacy and fighting for an America that is safe and strong and prosperous, Trump said during the ceremony. Happy Black History Month, happy Black History Year, and happy Black History Century. The History Month celebration dates back to September 1915, when it was established by Carter G. Woodson, founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. Energy pulsed through the room, with chants of "For More Years" echoing in the White House. Hundreds of people packed the floor. Trump told the group that the ballroom under construction next door will fit a crowd 10 times the size, noting that many prospective attendees were left out due to a lack of space. The president honored the approximately 10,000 African-American soldiers who fought in the Revolutionary War and the generations of military members who fought to protect and defend the nation. We thank God for the strength and courage and grit and devotion of Black Americans that have helped make America the most powerful country in the history of the world, Trump said. And you've never been given the recognition you should get for that. Trump opened the ceremony by remembering Jesse Jackson, whom he described as a real hero and a force of nature. He also announced that Dr. Ben Carson will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Leo Terrell, senior counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, listed accomplishments of the Trump administration, including support for historically Black universities and colleges, school choice policies, the creation of opportunity zones to drive economic development, and criminal justice reform. I want to make sure the mainstream media knows this because you represent the people who basically counter what the mainstream media has done, Terrell said. This country is at a crossroads, and we have the right president at the right time. Alice Johnson, dubbed the pardon czar by the president after he pardoned her, and she then helped him navigate clemency issues, expressed her gratitude for Trump's actions. As you look out upon the sea of Black Americans, this president hears you. This president cares for you, Johnson said. Don't let anyone tell you that this president right here, Donald Trump, is not for Black America, because he is. Grandmother Forlesia Cook, whose grandson was murdered in 2017, spoke about the need for justice and law and order. She thanked Trump for prioritizing public safety and for his candid nature. One thing I like about him, he keeps it real, just like Grandma, Cook said, taking a moment to challenge those who criticize the president. I love him, and I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about the racist stuff, and don't be looking at me in the news hating on me because I'm standing up for someone that deserves to be stood up for. Back off of him, and Grandma said it. The audience erupted in applause as she hugged Trump and walked off the stage.